T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Arlene Sullivan believes she has a prescription for anyone who has felt anxious or unsettled in a cold, sterile hospital.
I think when people are in a more calming environment, you feel better.
By day, she's a high school art teacher in New Jersey. In her spare time, Sullivan transforms drab, dreary walls with Technicolor murals.
We go in and we work with people in facilities, hospitals, nursing homes, shelters, places that really lack color for no reason other than no one, I guess, thought to have color. So we'll go in, we'll talk to people, what would you like to see on the walls? You know, we talk back and forth a little bit, and then usually I'll come in, I'll do the designs, and then we color code. Sometimes we color code, sometimes we don't. And then people that are there, we say, here's a brush, help us out.
A little over 20 years ago, she founded her nonprofit, Changing Images, after a health scare with her newborn son.
My youngest son was in the hospital when he was 2 weeks old. A blood vessel broke in his head, and we had no idea what happened. He was he went into a seizure, 2 weeks old. You know, you're like, oh my gosh. And so we were in the hospital for 2 months, and we had no idea what was going on. They had said originally they knew of 3 children, you know, babies that this happened to. 1 died right away. 2 were severely disabled. You know, you're living every day in a hospital room. It's funny, I was even hesitant before that time to even visit somebody in a hospital, and there you are, boom, you're in a hospital, and you're sleeping there, you know, 24 hours a day. So, you know, out of that, I was looking around, and there was nothing there. You're listening to beeps that you have no idea what they correspond to. You're looking at wires. You know, you have no control. Not that you have control over your life, you think you do, but you know you have no control over your life when you're sitting there.
She determined the hospital could really use some medicine for the soul. Instead of a beige hallway, how about a nature scene? Butterflies, fish, turtles, all painted with cheerful colors.
When you're in a very sterile environment and you're already, you know, stressed out and you're listening, like I said, to these beeps and what have you, it makes a difference to see something that brings you back home. You know, like if you look out your window, you know, home is, everybody wants to be home, you know, and people in nursing homes, they're thrust into a totally different environment, the same as in a hospital, and you're not sure. You know, with a hospital, you're not sure how long you're going to be there. With a nursing home, you have no control. You're told when to get up, when to go to bed, you know, what to wear, what you're going to eat. You're pushed around, you know, like shoved through like a car wash thing. I mean, and I'm not saying that these facilities are bad. They have to do that, I guess, to, you know, but they should be humanized a little bit. And that's, I think, where we kind of go off a bit. We don't think about that little bit of extra, you know, for people.
Sullivan has discovered that in institutions that are like a maze, her murals can actually help people find their way around.
They don't want to leave their room, some of them, because they don't want to be, you know, continually asking, I'm sorry, I don't know where, do I go right or left or where, whatever. So the good thing about these murals as well is they can be used as identifiers. You know, like, okay, I can go out of my room because I'm right across from the giraffes, or I'm right across from, you know, the big garden with irises. I can follow the butterflies down to the lunchroom, you know, and I think I'll be okay.
The process can be therapeutic. Sullivan draws the images, but the people at each institution help with the painting.
We've done things in nursing homes where I'll give a brush to an older woman, and she'll say, oh, my art teacher said I was terrible. And I'm like, you're 102. That teacher's gone. So I think it's okay. Prove her wrong. And then they start painting.
She is absolutely convinced the murals strike a chord, make a connection, make people feel better. She has seen it firsthand at a school for children with severe cognitive disabilities.
Student walked up as he was walking down the hall, and he saw the butterfly, and he just touched it for a few minutes. And then he walked on. And I'm thinking, tell me he doesn't know. You know, tell me that these colors in this environment is not positively affecting these students, you know? I mean, these kids.
The project led to a children's book, The Journey of Hannah Hart, which in turn has been used to decorate pediatric units at St. Michael's in Newark and Christ Hospital in Jersey City.
We have it so that the kids walk through a giant book cover. And then once they're inside, they go from page to page to page, down and around the hallway, and it's got the text, and we give them the book. So they have something comforting that they can read and bring home and have kind of a positive, you know, memory of, you know, a real scary kind of a place.
Scary is the experience of a child losing a loved one. Arlene Sullivan's soothing art adorns the walls at the Imagine Center for Coping with Loss in Mountainside. Program Director Mandy Zucker.
It really does bring a light to the space. You know, we have in our pizza room, we have murals of trees that we call them the memory trees. So we have a tree for every season, and we let everybody that comes in that's a participant, they can write the person's name on a leaf and hang it on our memory trees. So they're very interactive. We really want it to not just be artwork.
There's a powerful motif at the Imagine Center.
We have elephants in every support group room. This is an 11,000 square foot building, so lots of support group rooms. We have an elephant in every room because death is frequently the elephant that no one talks about. And here we like to remind people that they get to talk about it. They get to say the name of the person that died. They get to share memories, which out in the world, sometimes people don't do. They think that it's going to upset them or make them sad to mention their parent or their sibling that died. But we know here that they're always thinking about that person, so we want to encourage them to talk about it. So we have elephants all over the place to remind us that it's okay to talk about the elephant in the room.
Arlene Sullivan.
I'm just happy to be able to do it. I just, you know, I like making a positive difference in people. I like making those connections. For me, it's just a way of saying, like, thank you. Like, I'm so happy people let me do this.
In Mountainside, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.